If Ecuador grants Snowden a pass, should we stop handing them the cash? The U.S. shelling out more than $21 million this year to the Latin American nation, on top of another $11 million requested for next year. National security analyst Aaron Cohen says, cut them off if they cut this guy a break. That's what you do, Aaron. Just cut him right off, right there.
Yeah, I think we need to take a look at a couple of hard facts, Stuart, regarding Ecuador. I don't think many people are aware, but the fact is we don't even have an Ecuadorian ambassador in the U.S. And the reason why is because in April 2011, a secret classified cable was leaked by our then ambassador in Ecuador, which had significant proof and information that there was such an extreme amount of corruption in Ecuador. And so they ended up tossing him out. And so effectively ended up tossing the ambassador here in the U.S. out as a, you know, to reciprocate it. So the fact is that we're giving millions and millions of dollars to this country right now, who may potentially be harboring somebody who could have been responsible for one of the most massive intelligence leaks in the history of both private contracting and our espionage world, which could affect the national security or the threat level for us on a very high macro level as it pertains to terrorism. So we've had trouble with these guys for a long time.
Well, if they're hostile to us,